Demand for passports is up now that they're required for travel to Canada, Mexico, and South America. But the new rules say you can't get a passport if you owe more than $2,500 in delinquent child support. It's been a big incentive.
And since those new passport requirements have gone into place, Wisconsin has seen collections under the passport denial program more than double since 2004.
Lowering the threshold from $5,000 in back support to $2,500 has also had an impact.
For example, last year we collected about $97,000 under the passport denial program. This year that number has jumped up to $192,000.
Jessica Erickson at the Department of Workforce Development says they're finding parents who are able to pay finally do. Once they realize they can be grounded.
We were able to collect nearly $25,000 from an individual who wanted a passport to travel to South America to visit an ill friend.
While the passport denial program is an effective tool in making delinquent parents pay up, Erickson says $192,000 is only a small portion of child support collected each year.
The state of Wisconsin in a given year, on average, collects and distributes over $900 million in child support a year.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.